Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's plenty to complain about. And look, we didn't have an easy winter. It was a La Nina winter. Cool phase in the Pacific, cooler equatorial ocean water in the Pacific, which tends to correlate with chillier winters here. And the Weather Service predicted that months ago. Colder than average, snow could go either way. But that forecast actually turned out to be okay. And yeah, it was the coldest winter in 8 years. But there were some things about last winter that I wanted to share with you that Kenny Blumenfeld, Professor Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources and the State Climatology Office. That's a big title. Hey, Kenny, welcome back.
Well, we just inflate our titles here, you know, but good to be back, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me. We always have great insight into the winter, and my perception was it was a breezy and unusually windy winter, but you apparently did some research and made a surprising discovery, right?
Yeah, well, we were starting to hear this, and it's been one of these hard questions to answer for a long time. People, oh, is it getting windier? Is it really windy? And you know, you know from being in the business that perception is it can be really difficult because It always seems like something is worse or more common now. But when we looked at it, we just started, you know, cutting through the data. And first of all, we found, you know, this winter, we had a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust during February at the Twin Cities Airport. And that was a first.
Yep.
And we've had since December a number of, I think, three or four different 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. And then we had over, I think, a dozen or so 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and we were up, when you count all of the days with 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts, it's almost half the winter.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's 46.
46.
So it's half the winter. So basically, every other day, we're seeing a wind gust of 30 miles an hour or greater, and this isn't just in the Twin Cities. This was pretty much across the state, and it was even gustier out in western Minnesota. And then when we look backwards, we just don't see any winter that matches this at all. And we can go back about 50 years with reasonable confidence And we just don't see anything even close. The closest year was a few years earlier, 2019, where we had 32 of those days, which is a lot. A lot of 30-mile-an-hour winds, but we hadn't seen, you know, basically every other day.
That's crazy. So the gustiest winter in 49 years since records were started, what, back in the, what, early 70s? When
right.
Okay.
Yeah, we could go back. We could go back farther, but the anemometer, the wind measurement sensor, was at all kinds of different heights and in different places, and
I see, and
we just don't have a reliable record. But going back to 73, it's been in pretty much the same general location, and maybe not always at the exact same height, but close enough. And yeah, we just don't see anything like it.
Wow.
Windy. And March, it continues. I think we've had already 8 days with 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts this March, too. So it's just a windy old time.
Kenny, you had me at anemometer. And you said it correctly, too. I'm impressed. You should say it correctly. Hey, and those temperature, the winds are basically a reflection of the temperature gradient, the ups and downs. The faster the temperatures change, the stronger the winds have to blow. So it really was a reflection of this parade, nonstop parade of crazy clippers. And the roller coaster effect, I don't know if there's a term for this, but the ups and downs temperature-wise, that was also unusual this winter, right?
Yeah, it was. It not quite as outstanding as the gusty winds, but we find kind of a top five winter going back even farther. We can push that back into the 30s in the Twin Cities. Basically a top five winter for the amount of change that we had from day to day. There's a lot of different ways you could look at it. How much did the temperature go up or down from one day to the next, or what was the total temperature change, you know, going from low to high or from high to low from one day to the next? This was one of the tops, and January in particular was quite changeable. That was actually kind of a record month for us for how changeable it was. It was truly a roller coaster. Lots of, you know, warm and then cold and then warm again, and then you'd fall off the cliff. And you're right about that. Those changes always come on the winds. And so we got the winds and the temperature changes at the same time. And not to be forgotten, when you have all that wind, you know, out in western Minnesota, that means whiteouts.
Yeah.
So this was a winter of whiteouts in the Red River Valley. They had a record number of blizzard warnings in that region.
Talk a little bit about snow in March. When I got here in 83, March was the snowiest month of the year. The latest 30-year averages, I think March is, what, fourth snowiest? We still get snow, but it seems to melt faster. It doesn't seem like snow in March is as big a deal now as it was 30, 40 years ago. Am I right about that or not?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think lots of kids learned, you know, when I was growing up in the 80s, we all learned that March was the snowiest month, and it was. It was only getting snowier at the time. But since then, it's really slid. And it's now, you're right, the fourth snowiest month on average across the state. Some areas, it's number three still. But for the most part, it's number four. And it's been replaced by February, which used to be right at the bottom of all the main kind of winter months. February was always the one that you couldn't count on for anything exciting, and now it's really started turning out winter storms in recent years and big snowfall events, and March has kind of slid into, you know, it's probably because we're losing some of that snowfall to rain as the winter temperatures increase.
Right.
More rainy days in March, but before you jump to that, you know, cling on to that conclusion, you still got April, which has also emerged as a much snowier month in recent decades.
God help me, yeah. What was it, 2018, when we had these two blockbuster snowstorms back-to-back in mid-March?
Yeah.
That was nuts. So time for two quick questions. One, the drought. It seems like NOAA is predicting some recovery from the drought, continued improvement for most of Minnesota and Wisconsin, but just to our west, really the western half of America, the drought is forecast to persist. What do you tell people when they ask you about what can we expect for farming, for water in our lakes? What's your spidey sense, Kenny?
Yeah, thanks. Good observation. I tell people right now, we're probably, we shouldn't be too comfortable. Certainly don't crack open the champagne bottles just yet. It is, we did make huge recoveries in the fall, and so there's no technical drought in the western half or so of Minnesota. That's great. Technically, there's no drought, but we do, we are surrounded by drought in other areas. If you zoom out from Minnesota, basically the entire western half of the country west of the Mississippi River is in some kind of drought already. And the predictions for the next couple months look pretty good from NOAA. At least they don't have any kind of dire, you know, drying out. But if you look at, they just released yesterday their longer range forecasts, and if you look at what they have for June, July, and August, they actually have us with a greater than normal likelihood of being warm and a greater than normal likelihood of being dry, and that doesn't bode well. So I guess what I've been telling folks, especially the farmers, is just hope, you know, we need rain for the next, you know, we need to be average to slightly above average for the early growing season, and hopefully it's kind of distributed well and not all coming at once. You know, early growing season, getting that half inch to an inch every week or so is kind of a nice diet from April into June. And if we can do that, that would give us some resilience against, you know, if dry conditions do emerge again later in the summer.
And the other thing, by the way, Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist for the state of Minnesota, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. The other thing that goes through my mind, even if we don't have a drought, and we have decent weather, adequate precipitation this summer, if the West is in severe extreme drought and parts of the West are on fire perpetually, which it seems like that's more and more of a deal every summer, that smoke drifts over Minnesota. So part of me wonders, you know, are we going to have another summer with air quality issues because there's drought just to our west? I guess there's no way to answer that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, though. We're really hoping that the west doesn't just burst into flames again, because that wasn't good for us. And right now, that writing isn't necessarily on the wall just yet. I mean, they got decent precipitation over the winter. They brought themselves down, in many cases, 1 to 3 drought categories. So we're in a better situation than we were last spring. But, yeah, I mean, we're moving into their dry season. It's always odd. Our wet season is their dry season.
Right.
And so we do have to watch out. And, you know, we're lucky because all we need is that southerly wind, and we get the air coming off of the Gulf of Mexico, and we can get watered pretty good when that happens. But out west, they really are far from those moisture sources.
Yep.
They need it in the wintertime.
Absolutely. Speaking of water, the potential for river flooding, it seems to be pretty low. I mean, this is kind of a perfect situation, gradual melting of the snowpack we had. The ground is still frozen. If we were to get heavy rain in the next couple of weeks, that could change the equation. Red River Valley, still a potential for major flooding. But, you know, for most of the Minnesota River, the Mississippi here, you know, most of central and southern Minnesota, looks like we might be okay this spring, right?
That's what we're hearing from all the kind of predictive hydrologists out at the Weather Service and in other areas, that for the most part, it's we're in pretty good shape, or at least normal shape. The flooding that we do expect in the Red River Valley is not unusual, right? And you always have to remember, that's an area that floods easily, and they've been through a lot, and they've built up a lot to kind of protect themselves. And they're not looking at anything cataclysmic, barring, as you mentioned, you know, a real big soaker in the next few weeks that kind of adds some insult to injury. But, yeah, what we're hearing mostly is that everything's been pretty average hydrologically through the winter. The one area where I'd say there's actually an exception is southwest Minnesota, where they've really been kind of snow-starved for the last 6 weeks, and they don't have much. So we're watching them. And then some of our neighbors off to the southeast, it's just a whole other world. If you go into Wisconsin and especially Illinois and eastern Iowa, they're running 200, 300% precipitation surpluses in that
wow.
area. Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, Kenny Blumenfeld, Professor Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist for the state of Minnesota. Thank you for your perspective, and keep us posted. Gustiest winter in 49 years. You heard it first right here on CCO. Thank you, Kenny.
Good talking with you, Paul. Thank you.
Good talking with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.